From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome to our gospel program. Glad that you've joined with us, tuned in this morning. I hope that you enjoy the message from God's Word. Please do stay with us for the next 15 minutes as we let the Bible speak. We will be continuing our study in the Gospel of Mark in a moment or two, so do remember to have your Bible at hand so that you can join with us and follow with us closely as we study the Word of God. But before we do anything, let's have a song. It's a very appropriate one. It's from Al McGill. It's called In Times Like These.
In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Solid rock. In times like these, I have a Savior. In times like these, I have an anchor. I'm very sure. I'm very sure. My anchor holds the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. I'm very sure. I'm very solid rock.
Alan McGill, and thank God we do have a message about a Savior who is entirely suitable for a time such as this. We're going to read God's Word this morning. I'm reading from the first chapter of the Gospel of Mark, and beginning at the verse 2. Now, as we have invited you on a number of occasions, please follow us as we read by getting your hands on your Bible and joining with us in just perusing God's Word. Verse 2 then of Mark chapter 1, as it is written in the prophets, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness, and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. John was clothed with camel's hair, and with a girdle of a skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey, and preached, saying, There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in the Jordan. May God bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Our subject this morning is John. John the Baptist, a man who was unique among the prophets. The Lord Jesus Christ said he was the greatest of the prophets. And yet, let us bear in mind this, John only preached for a few months, less than a year. That was an exceedingly short ministry, was it not? And yet, this man of God did so much. You know, men and women, it's not so much what we do by way of time spent or effort made, but what is important in the service of God is that we do what God requires of us, that we are walking in his will. That is the key to a successful, useful, profitable, blessed life. It's evident from the few verses that we read together that John was a humble man. He was content to live in the wilderness. Not for him, the places of society and where it gathered and those places associated with excitement and pleasure and glamour. No, John was a simple man. He ate simple food and he wore simple clothing. He was willing to decrease that Christ might increase. Indeed, as Christ began his public ministry, John simply faded from the scene. He fulfilled the task that God appointed him, and when that task was completed, he laid down his life as a martyr at the hands of Herod. He was not chosen as one of the apostolic band. While others followed Christ and witnessed his miracles, John languished in prison. But John was content to run the race that was set before him. Not one word of complaint is recorded. Obedience was the hallmark of John's life. He had been sent to baptize, and that's precisely what he did. He had been sent out to preach repentance, and preach repentance he did. That was the message he brought. He was to proclaim the coming of the promised Savior. And that was the sum and the substance of his every proclamation. We would do well to follow his example and be content to leave the rest in God's hands, having sought to fulfill the role that he gave to us. As I said, John was a prophet, a preacher. John preached about Christ. His every sermon was centered on the coming Messiah. How his preaching exalted the Lord Jesus. He described him as one mightier than I. The Lord Jesus was mightier than John, and John happily pointed that out. The Savior excelled John. He excelled John in his person. He excelled John in his power. John said he would baptize with water, but Christ would baptize with the Holy Ghost. What an example John was to every preacher. One of the most memorable sermons that John preached centered upon a text that preachers ever since have loved to preach upon. John chapter 1 and the verse 29, the Gospel of John chapter 1, the verse 29, where we read, Behold the Lamb of God, that taketh away the sin of the world. That's the sum and the substance of the gospel. It centers upon the Lamb of God, the work that he came to do, take away the sins of the world. How did he do that? By his sacrifice on the cross. How do I obtain the benefits of his death upon the cross? I look, behold, turn your eyes, set your hope upon, put your faith in, rest your soul in utter dependency upon the Lord Jesus Christ. That was the preaching of John the Baptist. He was a forerunner. John had a unique and very special task. He was the forerunner of the Messiah. He was the last of the prophets before Christ. He was to prepare the way of the Lord, we read. He was to make his path straight. And that's what a preacher should do. He should make the path to God straight, not complicated with rituals and man-made observances, but he should make it plain and simple and point out to men and women that there is but one way to God, and it is a simple and a straight way. The Bible says there is one mediator between God and man, and that mediator is Jesus Christ the righteous. Jesus Christ the righteous. And today, I point you to the Savior. I point you to the Lamb of God. I point you to the one mediator, the one who of himself has said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Praise God, the Savior stands ready and willing to receive all who come unto him. I love those lovely words in Matthew's Gospel, the chapter 11, where the Savior says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. John the Baptist's preaching was preaching designed to prepare the way of the Lord, to prepare the people for the Christ who would be following upon his heels, and to open the way whereby they might receive him, that they might be prepared to welcome him. He was removing the stones and the stumbling blocks and the difficulties that men in their folly place in the way of God's salvation. Oh, when I think of the world today, when I think of the religious observances that men have invented unto themselves today, whereas the way to Christ is a simple way, a calling on the Lord. It requires not attendance upon a church, upon a temple. It requires only that we lift up our hearts in earnest prayer and cry unto God. Do that today, my friend. Study the words that we have just read together and call on the name of the Lord. May God bless you. Join with us again next Monday in the will of the Lord. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening today. We trust that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here in Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT783RN. Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT783RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 01-3655-61560. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again next Monday morning at 10 o'clock as we Let the Bible Speak.